It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Back on the air here on a Tuesday night, and we are at Jefferson County North High School. Midseason tournaments continuing with the JCN Girls Midseason Basketball Tournament. We got a pair of quarterfinal games here tonight, starting with Rossville against Atchison County, and our nightcap will be the host, JCN, and Perry LeCompton. Alongside Jake Spaulding, ChanceLink studio producer, I am Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. It is week number two of midseason tournaments. Got a few minutes to chop it up here as we get set for Rossville and ACCHS. Our broadcast tonight, they are presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Again, alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman with you. Rossville and ACCHS coming up here first. There's a lot to dissect with both of these teams, and I know you were chopping it up with some of the Rossville fans next to us, but both these teams entered this year with fantastic duos. At least right now, both those duos are down to one. And we'll start with ACCHS. They had the 6'4 junior Madison Martin. Of course, she was third in the state in block shots a year ago. Got a few games in early on this year, but she is out for the season with an injury. And then, of course, the one still alive in that duo, one of the top scorers in the state, and Kinsey Bowerly.
Yeah, Kinsey Bowerly, I mean, she wins awards weekly, it seems like, on our community National Bank High School scoreboard show on Friday nights. But she is one that can get her own shot. She can create, and she can find the open jumper. And she's got a really smooth shot as well. The issue right now with ACCHS, if there is one, is the fact that there's got to be more stepping up. Because as a defender, you know, you can run a box and one against Kinsey Bowerly. You can really face guard her and force some really rough shots for her, but she's one that she can get her own, and Coach Eckert is going to have to lean on her once again here today against a very difficult dog team.
Yeah, Rossville, on the other side, they got a first-year head coach in Derek Dick, who was with the boys for the previous eight seasons and had a fantastic record during his time with the Rossville boys, but their fantastic duo is also down to one, and you could have argued the best guard-forward combo in the Big East with Riley Dick, who is still in this thing at nearly 22 points a game, but they are now without their sensational forward and 5'11 sophomore in Nora Burdick, who is averaging roughly 18 points and 12 rebounds a game. She is out with a broken hand.
The big thing right now that you're missing, what you just referenced, is the rebounding side of it from Nora Burdick. She's a big forward down low for the Dogs. But I'll tell you that this Riley Dick, Nora Burdick duo, they are two all-state caliber players from this Rossville team. You know, there was at one point in this season, B-Tad, where it was about six, 7 games into it. They were averaging nearly 58 points a game between the two of them. And that's a tough ask for a defensive team to try and slow them down. Now, the record doesn't show that reflectively because they're just 4-5, but schedule has a lot to do with that. But now with no more Nora Burdick, you're going to have to see Sydney Summer, 5'11 senior, try and fill that void. But she just doesn't have that same offensive output that Nora Burdick did.
Yeah, these two teams just trying to get on the winning track here. Rossville, the defending champs in this tournament, they were dominant in their 3 wins a year ago over the Tigers, Perry LeCompton, and JCN in that title game. So they are trying to repeat here at the Jefferson County North Tournament. Both teams trying to get back on the right track. Both somewhat in skids right now. Rossville, as we just mentioned, a 4-5 record. They started the season 3-0, but have lost 5 of 6 since then. Most recently, last Friday, a loss against a very good Nemaha Central team, 61-39. And then again, Jake, on the other side, ACCHS, losers of 3 straight for their last 5. Again, they started really with a very daunting schedule, played some top-tier lower-end schools like Donovan West and Centralia. We know what Morehill Mounts Academy and Troy are right now in the Northeast Kansas League, but back-to-back losses to Riverside and Oskaloosa. Again, both these teams kind of on some skids right now, just trying to get back in the winning ways.
And especially when you look at Rossville, this is a team that a year ago, they won this tournament in dominant fashion. Completely different team, new coach, first-year head coach, and Derek Dick. You know, he used to coach for the guys for Rossville for a long time. Now he's on the girls' side for the first time this year. But for ACCHS, they got to find a way to get things rolling. And it's all going to go through Kinsey Bowerly. But I'm telling you right now, the difference in this ball game, I really feel like it's going to be on the glass. Which team's going to be able to rebound and allow for second-chance opportunities? Because I feel this game could be a very low-scoring affair.
Yeah, both these teams very good on the glass. ACCHS averaging 30 rebounds a game. Rossville right below it at 29 a contest. Let's get you the starting lineups for game number one tonight here at Jefferson County North High School. Again, alongside Jake, Chance in studio, Brandon with you as well here on KNZA. We'll start with Rossville out of the Big East, a record of 4-5 under first-year head coach Derek Dick. Claire Whitmore in the backcourt, a 5'3 freshman getting the start tonight, appearing in her ninth game in game number 10. Cheyenne Hahn is a 5'4 senior guard at about 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. Maggie Sanders as well, a 5'4 junior at just south of 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Sydney Summer going to have to step in and take over with Burdick out, the 5'11 senior. Not much in the production department at about 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. And then, of course, sensational guard in Riley Dick, 5'6 junior at nearly 22 points per game and nearly 3 rebounds as well. So, again, for the Bulldogs and head coach Derek Dick, it'll be Whitmore, it'll be Hahn, it'll be Sanders, Sumner, and Dick. For ACCHS, second-year head coach Andrew Eckert, it'll be Gracie Kimmy in the backcourt, 5'5 senior, at just south of 2 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Mackenzie Schultz, a 5'7 senior, about 3 points and 5 rebounds a game. Corey Wagner as well, 5'7 senior, having a good season, 8 points and 7 rebounds a game. Ava Spear also in the backcourt, 5'5 junior, south of 4 points per game. And then you could argue maybe the best player in the NEKL, Kinsey Bowerly, the 5'8 senior, one of the top-tier scorers in the state, 24 points a game, along with 8 rebounds a contest as well. So, again, for Andrew Ecker and the Tigers, it is Kimmy, Schultz, Wagner, Spear, and Bowerly. All right, keys for this first game up tonight.
You know, again, I'm just going to reiterate, the rebounding opportunities are going to be huge tonight, but I think when you look at both teams for ACCHS, I think Corey Wagner could be that X factor for the Tigers tonight, because everybody's going to be focused on Kinsey Bowerly throughout the evening. So can Wagner step up, or could it be somebody similar to that, as like Ava Spear, maybe have a bigger game than what she normally does? But for Rossville, I think you're going to have to see, can Sydney Summer fill that role down low for Nora Burdick on the block for the Dogs? Because once again, ACCHS are going to be focused on Riley Dick. They're going to have to close out on those three-point opportunities. She hits it at a high clip on this season, does Riley Dick, but also maybe Claire Whitmore. Who's going to step up in these roles where there are injuries, where there are pieces that are missing right now for both of these teams? I think for ACCHS, which guard is going to step up? Will it be Wagner, or could it be Spear? And for Rossville, could it be Whitmer or down low in Sydney Summer?
So ACCHS, the road team on the scoreboard here tonight, rocking the road all-black uniforms, orange numerals and lettering. They're trimmed in white. The all-white home uniforms are the Lady Bulldogs of Rossville. The gray numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in red. Again, alongside Jake Spaulding, Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tam, and we are ready to tip things up here from Jefferson County North High School. It's going to be hard to replicate what Rossville did in their 3 wins in this tournament last year. We'll dive into it as we continue on, but we are set to tip things up. Perry Lecompton and Jefferson County North will be the second game of our doubleheader here this evening. And, of course, the lower half of the bracket being played in Nortonville right now, those games on KARE 93.7.
Yeah, Tom Couch doing a great job making sure that we've got this JCN tournament completely covered here for the opening night. Again, after a week where we had 4 or 5 different tournaments covered last week, 3 tournaments that are focused this week, should be another good week.
Here we go, ACCHS and Rossville. Game number one here, the Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament underway. Rossville from right to left, the opening possession as Hahn has a touch in. Before I can even say Hahn, an early turnover by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that again, ACCHS, they jump out early here, beats that in a zone, and Rossville trying to skip it around the perimeter. Too strong out of play, first turnover of the night.
Here is Corey Wagner, the senior guard, bringing it left to right into the front court. Now Spear a touch left side on the wing. We're about 20 seconds in, no score. Rossville's defense giving up 50 points per game, and that should be a travel call. It is. So back-to-back turnovers here to start, one on each side.
Yeah, once again, that time it was just driving baseline. And again, Kimmy, a great attack on that baseline drive. or check that. That was Kimmy on the baseline drive, but shuffled her feet, turned it over.
Here's Riley Dick, of course, 22 points a game, trying to chuck one inside on the block, a whistle and a travel call. Three possessions and three turnovers. I'm sure neither coach too pleased with maybe how things have started here tonight.
Well, I mean, you look at it too, B-Tad. Neither team has played for, you know, an extended period of time. I'm talking, I guess, about ACCHS. Hasn't played since the 17th. So it's been a while for them. You look on the flip side, Rossville, they just played last Friday against Nemaha, a tough opponent in the Thunder.
Here is ACCHS again, possession number two, and they nearly turn it over once again, but saved in the corner by Wagner, and then a
stepped on the line.
So we are 4 for 4 on turnovers here to start.
You know what? Let's just wipe it all off. Let's just re-jump, put 8 minutes back on the clock, and reset here. Both these teams kind of out of sorts here to begin this game.
Here is Riley Dick into the front court. Pass to the right side. It goes to Hahn. Right back here to Dick. No hesitation. She can knock him down. Couldn't make it this time on a three. Second chance was up by Sumner. No good. And now a third opportunity by Dick is finally cleared away by Bowerly.
Great offensive rebound that time by Sumner, but couldn't put it away. Here comes Bowerly quickly up the floor.
Had it knocked away. Dick averaging about three steals a game. Nearly got one there, but ACCHS throwing it into the backcourt. Saved right near midcourt. Still on the floor somehow. Kept alive by ACCHS and Kimmy. They'll reset up top here with Corey Wagner.
Man, very sloppy early, and nothing special at defensive end here. Just tight man-to-man defense here by Rossville here early on.
Not quite 2 minutes in. Still no score. We got five or six possessions deep, four turnovers combined between the two teams. Left side of the floor, this is Wagner up top to Spear. Man-to-man defense right now for Rossville. Spear on a drive, back down to the corner. Offensive foul. Stepping in was Sumner to take the charge. That's an ACCHS turnover and our first foul of the game.
Yeah, Ava Spear with a moving screen right there at ACCHS. We're nearly 2 minutes in. Lady Tigers have not put a shot up yet tonight.
Rossville averaging 56 points per game. ACCHS giving up 49 a game. And again, before I can finish the sentence, another turnover and another, or I should say not another, but our first timeout 2 minutes in.
Yeah, timeout here by Rossville. Coach Dick just wanting to settle things down here. He's got his girls in front of him. Same thing with Coach Eckert. They're right in front of us here at Jefferson County North High School. No score 2 minutes into this contest. But as you just mentioned, B-Tad, six combined turnovers.
Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, our sponsor for the timeouts here this season. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We talked about these teams and some critical injuries, and of course Madison Martin, the one for ACCHS, she's been out for a while now, but Burdick has not been out too long with a broken hand, and you know, Rossville certainly having to maybe adjust some things a little bit without her in the lineup here moving forward.
Yeah, when you got a two-man game like what Rossville's been able to have for a majority of the year, now she's gone.
They get it inside to Bowerly, back door, and ACCHS finally on the board. We break the goose egg tie. It's 2-0 Tigers, 5:45 left inside. A foul on the defense there as Kimmy was playing defense on the right block. She picked up that foul, her first team two.
Yeah, give the assist on that ACCHS bucket to Corey Wagner, top of the key. Great back cut there by Kizzy Bowerly in the easy lane to put him up 2-0.
You mentioned Wagner with the assist, averaging nearly six assists per game, and Rossville turns it over. They were trying to find Sumner inside.
Fourth turnover on the Dogs here early. 2.5 into this contest, 2-0 ACCHS, and nothing changing on the defensive end for Rossville. They stay man-to-man.
ACCHS, another good cut by Bowerly, using the body on two defenders, and she's got a quick four here to give the Tigers a 4-0 lead.
Again, the Tigers are going to always feed their offense through Kinsey Bowerly, so they got to know where she's at all times.
Here's a drive and kick into the corner. Now a post touch inside, shot up through contact, rolls off the rim twice, tips into the hand of Kimmy for ACCHS. And again, the Tigers defensively doing good here with that zone look.
Yeah, 30 rebounds a game is what you said at the top of the broadcast for the Tigers, and they're dominating the glass here early on, not allowing second chance opportunities for the Dogs.
Here is Bowerly again, one of the top tier scorers in the state. The 4 points registered to her for ACCHS, a 4-0 lead. We're at 4:45 to go in the quarter. A
couple substitutions waiting to check in for Rossville as well. We'll see how deep these two teams will be able to go here today.
Good man-to-man defense here on the perimeter. Up top it goes to Schultz. Gets to the free throw line. Spins, kicks. Wagner for three. That is high off the heel. Tipped in the lane. Picked up by the Bulldogs and Sumner. And a deep Riley Dick three is bottoms. And you got to get out on that quickly. She has hit now 34 threes on the season, Jake, at a 45% clip.
That's just phenomenal. 45% from the outside. That means you got to close out quickly. Tigers don't do that, and the Dogs get the lid off the rim.
It is 4-3 ACCHS, our first of two broadcasts here at the JCN Girls Tournament tonight. Quarterfinal matchups. Rossville, the defending champs in this tournament. Bowerly again, too easy. She's got the control in the paint right now. She's got all six for the Tigers.
Man, the Dogs tried to double-team her there, beat that, but she was just too strong down there on the block.
Another pass tip, nearly taken away. Now cutting in, Hahn, layup good. Nicely done there for Cheyenne Hahn, a 5'4 senior.
Great job, top of the key. Fakes to her left, drives right lane, and easily kisses it off the window.
Well, now the offense is picking up a touch. 6-5, Tigers at 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Up top here, Corey Wagner, angles left, gets a screen on the elbow. Now back down into the corner. Up top it goes to Schultz.
You're seeing right now that Cheyenne Hahn's kind of face guarding Kenzie Bowerly. He's trying to get open on the offensive side for ACCHS.
They get it on the block here, and a quick quad team right there. Four jerseys surrounding Bowerly. She had it knocked away on the ground. It's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow, though, fortunate for the Tigers. They'll keep it right here.
Yeah, that was just great hustle there. You mentioned the quad box, I guess you could call it right there. Four different Dog defenders crashing in on Kenzie Bowerly. Nearly forced a turnover, but ACCHS retains possession.
Subs in for both teams. Addison Crockett in for ACCHS. Also, Lenny Lewis, a sophomore guard, and Lily Mitchell into the game as well for Rossville. Tigers with a 6-5 lead, just north of 3 minutes to go in this first quarter of play. Both teams had issues with the turnovers early. Here's Crockett, her first touch, put it on the dribble, and is bumped and fouled right there.
Yeah, Lenny Lewis tried to reach in there and get that steal, but Crockett, I mean, immediately comes into the game, flashes to the high post, power dribble, gets the foul, first foul, on the Dogs here tonight.
3 minutes to go, first quarter, trying to squeeze it into Bowerly underneath, and they said she was the last to touch it, so the Tigers, after the alternate possession, they end up turning it over.
Four turnovers now on the Tigers, and that one charged to Corey Wagner. So, again, a lot of assists the game, but she's got to keep the turnovers down for the Tigers here.
Here's Hahn, a hard drive, bumping into the chest of Schultz, and Schultz will pick up the block foul.
Third foul on ACCHS here in this first quarter, so one more to give before the Dogs have free throws.
2:53 left in the quarter. Rossville throwing it in underneath their own backboard.
Nice.
There's a nice extra pass. Crockett got the ball, but maybe a little too much body, and that will be the final foul to give.
Calling that actually a jump ball. They're going to say
wow.
It was blocked by Crockett, and an instant jump ball. Possession will stay with Rossville.
Well, that was an interesting call. Yet the Dogs will keep it here. Long throw to Dick in the corner. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. Turnover number 5.
And that one, just again, Riley's in that short corner over there. Great feet to her. She's got her feet ready, hands ready. Ball just slips through her grasp.
It's like a wide receiver taking the eye off the ball before the ball gets there. Here is ACCHS into the front court with Corey Wagner. 6-5 their lead at 2:38 to go in the quarter. Crockett on a flash there to the post. They didn't get it to her. Now Bowerly a touch, top of the key, backs out, shooting a three. Nearly got it, but a little bit strong, and a rebound pushing now is Riley Dick.
Quickly up the floor.
Stops, pops, left it short. And a rebound for ACCHS. Good box out by Schultz.
Yeah, one and done there for the Dogs after an opportunity. But right now the Tigers, they're trying to do force feed everything through Bowerly. And you mentioned it a minute ago. Crockett was wide open on the block. They couldn't find her.
Now they try to go over the top. Bowerly, good look. Couldn't get it to go. It spun off the rim a couple times. And another rebound for Sumner, her third here in the quarter.
Bowerly pretty slow to get back on defense here.
Here's a good look from three. Rattling it in is Hahn, who now has 5 and a timeout on the floor. And Rossville has the lead now at 8-6.
And they're storming back right now, B-Tab, because of a couple big buckets from the outside. Riley Dick with 3. But you mentioned Cheyenne Hahn. She kind of got the last 5 points here for the Rossville Bulldogs. And they're fighting things on the offensive side when they're patient, not forcing up quick shots.
So right now it's a 30. So, again, we'll keep it right here. Chance Link studio producer Jake Spaulding alongside. Brandon Tamman with you on KNZA. This JCN Girls Tournament has a good mix of quality opponents. Again, JCN will take on Perry Lecompton in our second game tonight. And Rossville, with their lead now at 8-6, at just south of 2 minutes to go in the quarter, the defending champs in this tournament, and we mentioned how good they were. Look at these finals from last year. They defeated ACCHS in this exact same game, 78-16. They beat JCN in the semi, 72-21, and then Perry in the semifinal, 72-21, and then the Chargers in the title game, 87-39.
Just a dominant tournament for them last year en route to their 18-4 season. And the only reason why they didn't go to a state tournament a year ago was they had to take on Silver Lake.
Yeah, they lost to Silver Lake twice. Their other two losses to St. Mary's and Osage City. And now, against some pressure here, a turnover for the Tigers out of the timeout. Here's Dick for three, bottom.
Look out, man. Again, Riley's starting to feel it a little bit here. That's a good stroke from the outside for the junior.
11-6. Now the lead all of a sudden at 5 for the Dogs. There's ACCHS in the front court. Largest lead of the game for Rossville. With now under 90 seconds to go in this first period. There is Wagner up top, working right. Backed up on the wing. Up top it goes to Schultz. Puts it on the dribble. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it up to Spear. Now a right side pass. It goes back to Wagner on the wing.
Still man-to-man defense here by Rossville. And Kenzie Bowerly just running all around the perimeter. Now it looks to go down low.
No shot clock here. 1 minute now to go in this opening quarter as Wagner has the ball. Left side, ball faking on the wing. Schultz thought about it. Now into the corner. Here's Crockett at the elbow. A little lazy on the pass. Crockett able to gather. Puts it on the dribble at the right elbow. Spinning, still spinning. Holding that pivot foot down. Tried to find a cutter, and it's taken away. Turnover. ACCHS, Dick scooped up and in. Boy, she is good in transition, and all of a sudden she's got 8 here in the quarter, and it's 13-6 Dogs.
Yeah, she had a great run-out opportunity right there, kisses it off the window with a little scoop shot. Still in the backcourt, though. Tigers got to get it across.
Well, they need to hurry up and get it across. Good tipped pass out of bounds there by Riley Dick, and might have salvaged something there for ACCHS, still needing to get it across midcourt. We'll see Brooke Springer into the game. A 5'4 junior, just her fifth game, and now game number 10 here for Rossville.
Rebecca Kaplinger in the game as well for ACCHS, and Elias.
Alais Ragaru.
Thank you.
That is right, the French foreign exchange student for ACCHS. Seeing some time throughout the course of the year, so both teams have gone a little bit deeper into the bench. Now 14 seconds to go for ACCHS here in the front court. Good man-to-man defense here for Rossville. Here's Bowerly stepping back from way downtown, hit high off the heel. Now tip near side, out of bounds, and to Rossville it goes with under 4 seconds left.
Yeah, Bowerly kind of forcing that shot up because the clock winding down, but other than her three buckets of this game, ACCHS, nothing doing offensively, and this Rossville defense really settling in with that man-to-man.
Riley Dick, 8 points, and Hahn has the other 5 for Rossville. Tigers, as you mentioned, the 6 by Bowerly. And it's knocked away at midcourt, just 1 second left. They won't get a shot up in time, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. So a slow start for both and a strong finish for Rossville out of the Big East as they lead this first quarter action 13-6. We're back at 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Rossville leading ACCHS 13-6. Strong finish for the Bulldogs here. Take control of this game early on.
Yeah, again, you saw Rossville start to find their groove. And give a lot of credit to Cheyenne Hodge. She kind of got that thing going for the Dogs there. But then, again, you can't leave Riley Dick open from the behind the half moon. And she's hit 2 threes in this contest early, and this man-to-man defense has been locked down.
Here is a step-back three by Wagner, fighting for the rebound inside. Second chance, no. Tipped up and around, and finally picked up by Dick for Rossville.
Yeah, Ragaru there had the offensive rebound, but couldn't get it back in.
Here's a nice drive and finish at the rim. That was nicely played for Rossville, building on their lead, and that was Fallon Clurman, who is into the game, hasn't scored much, but on the board here.
Yeah, just averages 1 point a game. It doubles her season average right there, B-Tab, with a nice layup.
15-6, Rossville in control. Another double team inside, and finally picked up by Rossville. Another turnover by ACCHS. They got the control. Here's Dick on the right wing, up top to Clurman. Left side pass now into the corner. Like ACCHS has gone to man-to-man here after starting out in zone. Nice drive. Bowerly met her at the rim. But the body foul is going to be the call. Bowerly thought it was a block, but free throw's coming. This is going to be Cheyenne Hahn.
Yeah, too much with the body there for Kinsley Bowerly. Again, the aggressive take by Hahn. We've seen that a couple times from the young guard for Rossville here tonight. Averaging six a game can match that with a free throw.
First one on the way. First free throw of the game, no good. Just a 44% free throw shooter is Cheyenne Hahn. Rossville as a team right at 60% as Kimmy comes back into the game for ACCHS, replacing Kaplinger. Rossville again coming off the loss to Nemaha on Friday. In their game previous to that, they defeated Perry LeCompton on the road. Second free throw good by Hahn. And the lead now at 10. It's 16-6.
Got an offensive foul here on ACCHS. Corey Wagner just getting frustrated there. The double team comes, the trap in the backcourt, trying to step through it and extend it with her forearm, forces that turnover and personal foul number one.
So that is going to give it back to Rossville underneath their own basket with a 10-point lead a minute into the second quarter. And now another offensive foul, this one against the Dawgs.
Yeah, this one on Lily Mitchell for Rossville, as she did a great job collecting herself, power dribble, but leaning into the defender. And the defender falls. Full court pressure being applied here by Rossville.
That was Bowerly who took that charge for ACCHS. Now dealing with this full court press, trying to work it into the front court. Far side, it's Corey Wagner. Gets it back here to Schultz. Now Bowerly, they got to get it into the front court. They get behind the press, and they get a layup. That's how you do it. Gracie Kimmy, and that stops the offensive drought for the Tigers.
And that's been there every time. If ACCHS can look up, Rossville's really focused on the back court. So the front court has been wide open for the Tigers.
Double up lead right now, 16-8 our score. Dawgs with the lead and the basketball. Here is Dick going between the legs, kicks it right side to Clurman. She'll drive into the lane. The freshman off the window couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Bowerly.
Aggressive take there by the freshman. Tried to float it off the window, but too strong.
And a lapse on defense leads to a wide open three. Might as well have been a pass. Kimmy was up the backside. Now Bowerly gets the look, and she drills a three. 9 in the game for Bowerly. She hits it 36% from behind the arc. Her now 27th made three of the year, and all of a sudden back to a 5-point game.
And shooter shoot beats that. She was 0-for-2 from behind the arc, but fired another one up there and got it to drop.
Dick trying to create some separation. And we're looking back her way. Right now, top of the key, it's Mitchell. Now Dick on the dribble, gets by two, tried to scoop it up, left it short. Rebound ripped away by Corey Wagner.
And right now, a little 5-0 run here for the Tigers. Seeing if they can continue to capitalize on it.
Here's Bowerly, left side. They go under the screen, way downtown shot. Left it short this time. Rebound for Hahn.
Great box out there by Sydney Sumner for Rossville, clearing the glass.
And real quick, Dick tried one from the right corner. A little bit strong, and a one and done there. Rebound Wagner.
You talked about shooter shoot. Riley Dick will continue to shoot as she should, hitting that shot at 45% on the year.
Andrew Eckert, ACCHS coach, telling his team slow it down here on this possession. Working left side of the screen, Bowerly to the block, sidesteps, puts one up, nope, travel call.
Trying to go with a Euro step, Coach Ecker didn't agree, neither did Bowerly, but a good call there by the official. Turnover now number 9 on ACCHS.
Multiple subs back in for Rossville, Whitmore and Sanders back into the game alongside Lewis as well. Mentioned that little 5-0 spurt here by ACCHS and what is now a 16-11 Rossville lead as we're right about 3 minutes into the second quarter. Again, this is a Rossville team. Lost 5 seniors off that 18-win team a year ago and 8 letter winners.
Yeah, big time shift in everything. You lose, you get a new coach, you get a whole new roster.
There was a missed shot. Sanders, an offensive rebound. Dick kicks it back out. Sanders tried it, and it just grazed the left rim. Chasing it down in the corner is ACCHS, the rebound for Schultz.
Once again, another great box out there by ACCHS as Corey Wagner.
Now Rossville's gone into a little bit of a drought. Bowerly tried a quick one from the corner and then tried to chase down her own rebound, and the box out's going to give her a foul.
Number 2 on Kinsley Bowerly, and You know, she doesn't come to the game very often.
Well, the Tigers can't afford Bowerly foul trouble.
No, we can't.
I would say. She will stay on the floor. 4:30 to go until halftime. 16-11. Rossville in the home white uniforms, the five-point lead with the ball back. Here's Dick. 8 points here in the first half. Nobody in the corner guarding the three. It's an air ball tipped around underneath. Offensive rebound for Whitmore to keep it alive. Another opportunity is an air ball, this time from the right wing. And then Bowerly nearly had it ripped away, but Whitmore picks up the foul reaching in.
Man, Whitmore picks up the foul right there. But Claire Whitmore, again, 5'3" freshman. She crashed the glass on the first three attempt to keep the possession alive and crashing the glass right there as well for the Dogs.
The drought kind of continues here for Rossville offensively. 16-11. We've been on this mark for a couple minutes. Here's Bowerly, a baseline drive cut off by a triple team. Has to kick it back out. Now gets it in the corner. Great pass for three. Bottom for Bowerly, who's got 12. And a timeout for Rossville.
Big time run here by ACCHS. Beat that. It's now an 8-0 run from the Tigers.
It's an 8-0 Bowerly run for ACCHS. 16-14. We're halfway in, halfway home. In this quarter number two, again, we highlighted Riley Dick for Rossville, highlighting Bowerly, two of the best players in the state, and those two leading the charge right now, Bowerly 12 of the 14, and for Rossville, Dick 8 of their 16.
Yeah, and again, we talked in the pregame, who's going to step up, and Cheyenne Hahn from Rossville is really stepping up. She's got 6 points, her per-game average already here in this first half. For ACCHS, they're missing some pieces right now. We understand that, but nobody else really stepping up to be a scoring threat for them, so everything's going through the arm of Kinsey Bowerly, who continues to hoist up the shot, and right now, she's making them.
Finding through double and triple teams half the time, she gets the rock, and so far she has been solid on the offensive end. Out of the timeout, Rossville up two with the ball. Here is a step-back shot by Whitmore, hits the front rim, right into the hands of her own teammate. Second chance up good, and the foul, Lenny Lewis with an
and-one. And again, rebounding is so crucial. Second chance opportunities. The sophomore says, hey, I'll be in there. I'll get that rebound, puts it back up and through with the foul.
That stops the scoring drought for the Dogs. Couple subs are back into the game. Sydney Sumner is in, and Willie Mitchell checking back in as well. 18-14 Rossville, and the chance for a three-point play here by Lewis. Just her eighth attempt at the line. This one no good, and a rebound for Bowerly.
Snaps that 8-0 run from ACCHS. Now trying to get back on defense.
Here's Wagner. She got to the rim, couldn't convert on a wide-open layup on the rebound. Now pushing, stopping, now hesitates, gets in the lane, fighting through traffic, put up a shot, and is able to get her own rebound to keep it alive.
Yeah, Hahn just doing everything right now.
Now Dick has a look.
Wow.
And has a hit. Third three of the half for Riley Dick. She's got 11, and it's 21-14.
That one was off the bounce, a little dribble to her right, get her more comfortable straight away, hits bottom.
So it was just a two-point game a moment ago, and now back up to 7 here for Rossville on a 5-0 spurt. Here is a elbow touch, stepping right, now back left, throwing up a wild shot. It's an air ball, fighting for the rebound underneath. And they're going to say it was last touched underneath by Lily Mitchell, so the Tigers fortunate to keep that possession.
Also, thing to keep in mind with 3:02 to go in the opening half, B-Tad, 14 fouls on ACCHS. So Rossville shooting free throws the rest of the way, just 2 on the Dogs.
Wagner to throw it in, trying to find somebody to get it into, launches it to Spear in the left corner, dribbles back out to the wing. Now Wagner wants a ball screen, working around the arc from left to right, stops top of the key, now Spear on the right wing. 2:50 to go. 7-point Rossville lead, and there is a foul against Rossville as Bowerly got it short corner right.
Looks like that's going to be called on Lily Mitchell for the Dogs, her second. And right now, not a single ACCHS Tiger in a black uniform right now beats that. When they get the ball, they're looking to score. They're looking for Kenzie Bowerly.
Trying to throw it in. Wagner does so again to the corner. Spear gets a look. Left corner, and she drills it. Ava Spear from downtown, and the Tigers getting somebody else besides Bowerly involved.
And she said, I hear you, Mr. Broadcaster, up there. I'll put up a shot and hit it.
21-17 Rossville. 2:35 left until halftime. There's a pass that's knocked away and a Rossville turnover.
First turnover in a long time for the Dogs. They got 6 now in the game.
Corey Wagner got that steal. She averages over 2 steals a game, and now ACCHS down 4. Chance to chip away. Spear thought about the heat check. Instead, goes back up to Wagner. Wants a ball screen, working right of it, and finding through that screen was Hahn. Here's Schultz, Now Spear looking for the back door for Bowerly. She's upset she didn't get that pass and now wanders her way into the corner. Now a deep right wing three is off the heel and tipped out into the hands of Dick for Rossville.
Yeah, had Bowerly on a great in cut underneath the basket and they missed her.
Here is Lenny Lewis backed out into the right corner. Up top it goes to Hahn, puts it on the dribble, gets to the free throw line. Left side kick it goes to Mitchell. They don't pick her up. She'll fire a three, kind of an awkward shot. It was left short. Kimmy the rebound for ACCHS.
Yeah, she looks right at Coach and she kind of exhales right there. Maybe not the shot that the Dogs were looking for. Nevertheless, a minute and 30 to go in the opening half. We got a good one here.
21-17, Bowerly for three. She got it again from the right wing. And 15 in the first half, she's got three triples.
Three triples. She's just going shot for shot with Riley Dick from behind the half moon right now.
21-20, a one-point game. Rossville the edge and the basketball with 1:15 to go in the half. Here's Hahn up top. Nice pass, but taken away. It is Bowerly. She wants to go coast to coast through a little contact. Puts it up and in for two, and ACCHS gathers the lead back. It's 22-21.
Down by as many as 10 in this second frame. Beats that now up one with under a minute to go.
17 first half points for Bowerly. Rossville does not have an answer for her so far. Another tip pass, but saved short corner left. Rossville avoiding a turnover there. Here's Sumner. Right side pass to Mitchell. Now into the corner it goes with Lewis. Back up top here, Mitchell. Skipping it left side now to Sumner. Right now you got Spear, who's face guarding Riley Dick.
Yep.
Right side, long two on the way, hits off the heel and kicks into the corner, out of bounds, back to the Tigers, who have a one-point lead with 30 seconds to go.
And I would look for Coach Eckert and his team to hold this for one shot. There's going to be some pressure still being applied by Rossville, but the biggest difference right now in this ball game, the way it shifted, was you saw ACCHS go man-to-man, face guarding Riley Dick. And Rossville, they're staying in their man-to-man defense, but they're losing Kenzie Bowerly in the rotation.
Here is Bowerly between the rings out high. 20 seconds to go here in the half. ACCHS has fought back, being down by as many as 10 here early on in this quarter. Here's Spear near midcourt getting bumped out high on the right wing. Down to 10 seconds, and now a bump and a foul with 8.4 to go. Aggressive on the defense there in that double team, and they're going to get Maggie Sanders for her first.
And I like that because, again, you had a foul to give right there, so why not be aggressive? If they blow the whistle, that's fine. Now another foul will put somebody in the bonus.
Schultz will throw it in near sideline in front of the Rossville bench. 8.4 seconds to go, and right before they got it into Bowerly, a timeout for Coach Eckert.
No, they actually got him for a five-second count.
Oh, they did call him for the five. Okay.
Yep, so a turnover on ACCHS, the one thing you could not have if you're the Tigers.
That was a quick five.
But a big blessing for the Dogs.
Here's Riley Dick. 5 seconds to go. Quickly into the front court, knifing through defenders. Lost it, picked up underneath. Shot up, no, with a second to go. They're going to get Crockett with the foul, and free throws coming here for Rossville. Chance to take the lead before the half.
Man, you say it, 0.8 on the clock. Great job there by Maggie Sanders just to pick it up and get to the rim.
Sanders at the line right here before halftime, her first freebie. Hits the rim four times and falls through. Her first point here in the game, 52% at the line so far this season, is Maggie Sanders, the 5'4 junior. We're deadlocked at 22. Second on the way, left it short. Offensive rebound, knocked to the floor. Not enough time to get a shot back up, and that does take us to halftime. And ebbs and flows for sure, but we got a tie game here at the half. We're deadlocked at 22. It's Rossville and ACCHS here at the Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament. Halftime show, it is next. It is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hey Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Coverage here at the Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament continuing here tonight. Quarterfinal matchup number one here at JCN Rossville. ACCHS deadlocked at 22 apiece. And this was a game of ebbs and flows. Right out the gate, ACCHS jumped out to an early lead. Rossville controlled the pace. Final 4 minutes of that opening quarter, they led the Tigers 13-6 after one. They built a 10-point lead in that second quarter, early minutes. But, boy, last 4 or 5 minutes or so, ACCHS going on a run. 10-0 spurt. They get the lead and ultimately now a tie game at the half.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit right there. To the Lady Tigers from ACCHS. They did a great job of withstanding the run by the Dogs. And, again, when you're seeing a Rossville team that likes to get out and run, force the turnover, get out in space, and get some easy run-out opportunities, how do you combat that? Well, you got to not turn the basketball over to do that. They did a better job in the latter part of the second quarter controlling the basketball and then ultimately finding their leading scorer in Stud and Kinsey Bowerly. But the Dogs have a bite still left in them, and her name is Riley Dick, who also lit it up from the outside.
Yeah, both had three threes. We highlighted these two in the pregame. You know, Riley Dick, again, 2 years start, been starting since her freshman year. She is only a junior, which is crazy to think about, averaging 22 a game. Now, took her a little bit to get going in this first half, but again, she started knocking down a few outside shots. We didn't even mention because she didn't go to the free throw line, but not only 45% from three, but 86% the line as well. She's just an absolute sharpshooter, and we talked about it as well for ACCHS. Who else is going to be there besides Bowerly? You would think someone's going to have to step up if this game is going to be close, because you can't rely on Bowerly to score 17 in your next 22.
That's true. I mean, again, we mentioned Ava Spear in the pregame as well as Gracie Kimmy. Those two combined for 5 points, but that's it for ACCHS. They don't have any other really scorers that are stepping up at this point in time. If I'm Coach Eckert, I'm extremely pleased that at halftime it's 22-22, even though Bowerly is leading the way as she always does. But you're holding Riley Dick. You saw the shift in that second quarter as well of face guarding her, almost running that kind of box and one formation against her on the defensive side. Really slowed her down in the half.
Again, Rossville led 13-6 after one, a 16-9 advantage. For the Tigers in the second, we're deadlocked at 22 here at the half. Let's go through some of the numbers. We talked about the leading scores. Kenzie Bowerly, 17 of the 22 for ACCHS. She also added 4 rebounds to that total, 3 from Ava Spear, and also Gracie Kimmy, the other 2 for the Tigers. 11 for Riley Dick to lead Rossville. They got 6 from Cheyenne Hahn. They got 2 apiece as well from Fallon Clurman, a freshman, and then a sophomore in Lenny Lewis. They also got 1 point for Maggie Sanders. Some of the team totals, both teams hit 4 threes in that first half. Tigers had 10 turnovers, 7 from Rossville, 13 rebounds for the Bulldogs, 12 for ACCHS. Tigers did not shoot a free throw in that first half. Tigers, or I should say the Bulldogs on the other side, they shot 5 from the free throw line, only connecting on 2. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score, Rossville 22, ACCHS 22. We'll peek ahead to the second matchup tonight, JCN and Perry. That is coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Jake Spaulding alongside Chance Link, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman here tonight on KNZA, coverage of the Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament. First round matchup here with Rossville and the Tigers of ACCHS. A good one so far. We are deadlocked at 22 apiece. We are inching closer to the start of the second half. But, Jake,
yeah,
kind of a quick look here for game number two. We talked about this first matchup, Rossville, ACCHS, both teams, key players out. It has been a struggle bus for Joey Franzetta and Perry LeCompton. They had a very young team coming in. Now they're lone two seniors on the roster, out for the season with injuries. And they get a Jefferson County North team who has won four of their last five and a team that lost some really good talent a year ago, starting to find a groove here at the midway point in the season.
Well, Coach Steve Noel always, year in, year out, doesn't matter if he's got to overhaul the roster or not, JCN's going to bring it with their team. But for Perry LeCompton, you know, Coach Joey Franzetta, I mean, just his third year or fourth year at the helm for Perry, and they've got a very, very young team as it was, but as you mentioned, the only couple leaders that they had now done for the season. And so this is a team that he's very optimistic of. It. He understands the bumps and bruises right now, but going forward, he's excited about the next couple of years because of the depth that they have with the young kids.
So, again, that'll be our second game after this one tonight, but we still got two quarters to go with right now Rossville and ACCHS deadlocked at 22-22. Jake, real quick, kind of second half adjustments here or just keys to the second half for both?
I think for Rossville to get going again, they got to find a way to get Riley Dick open, and whether that's a ball screen and allow her to flow without the basketball. And for ACCHS, they've got to find somebody other than Kenzie Bowerly, because you're going to see Rossville come out and they're probably going to start face guarding her as well. You're going to see two teams playing face guarding defense against the stud from the other, so somebody else has got to step up.
So Rossville, here we go. The opening possession of the third quarter. We're deadlocked at 22-22. They now go left to right as we sit courtside at JCN. Here's Dick on the dribble, pass Spear, little 10-foot floater off the heel. She got bumped and fouled. She'll shoot two.
You mentioned it at halftime, beats out her great free throw percentage. We're going to see her at the line for the first time tonight. And that was a great ball screen that she got, and then driving to the baseline, and she pulls up and gets bumped on the shot. Foul called on Ava Spear. That's going to be her third.
So a chance to break the 22 all tie, and someone likely to do so right on cue. It's Riley Dick. That free throw puts her 37 of 43 at the line, north of 86%.
It's pretty good.
That is a solid number. Quick stoppage there. Second one on the way. Got the shooter's touch. 2-for-2, 13, breaks the tie, 24-22 Rossville, 15 seconds into the third.
Full court pressure here by the Dogs, and they force a turnover.
They force a steal, now it's blocked underneath. This could be a tie-up, ball rips away. Now a second chance picked up, ball still on the floor. Rossville able to gather after all of that. Now it's knocked away inside once again. Kind of a sloppy possession here after the turnover, and it's somehow kicked back out to Riley Dick on the wing.
Nice back look.
Side, wide open, layup good. Dick the assist, Whitmore the deuce, and a quick 4-0 spurt here for the Dogs to start here in the second half.
Yeah, great find there by Riley Dick, wide open, Claire Whitmore underneath.
Here's Bowerly into the front court casual, now works it back here, resetting 5-on-5. Really the first true offensive possession for the Tigers in the third quarter. We're a minute in.
Looking at the high post.
They get it to Kimmy right there on the high post. Now driving with Schultz. She's quickly doubled. Has to find somebody. Does so to Wagner on the wing left.
Bowerly still without a touch here. Beats out on this possession.
Bowerly just set a screen. Now they get it to the free throw line with Kimmy. Turning, facing, kicking it left to Schultz. A little hesitation. Left a three short. Nice box out for Rossville. Rebound for Sumner.
Probably not the shot that you want to see if you're ACCHS.
Wide open, Hahn. A look for three. Not this time. Fighting for the rebound underneath. Bowerly ripped it away. And then a bump and a foul. I think they get this one on Rossville. And they do with Sumner.
Trying to get the tie-up right there. And instead it was a foul on the Dogs. And so it'll be ACCHS possession. But once again, this full court pressure being applied right now by the Dogs has been really tough to beat.
First 4 points in the third quarter. Oh, there's a lazy pass looking for Bowerly. Easy steal, easy layup for Sanders, who now has three, and that's six straight points for Rossville here to start the quarter.
And once again, just trying to force it to Bowerly, and that was a lazy pass cross court. You don't like seeing those.
They get up the floor trying to break the press, and they had somebody back behind it. It was Kimmy. The pass was high, and it went out of bounds. Three early turnovers here by the Tigers.
Getting spent up right now. That's exactly what head coach Derek Dick likes to see from his girls, is speeding up ACCHS, forcing them into these turnover opportunities.
A 6-0 start for Rossville in the third quarter. They lead at 28-22. We're 2 minutes into this third. Here's an open three, top of the key, hits the rim, no good. Rebound for Bowerly, nearly had it taken away, but Bowerly now with six rebounds.
Yeah, good box out that time by Bowerly. ACCHS trying to get something on the offensive edge here.
Here's Spear, kicks it right wing. Now Bowerly, they go under the screen, don't want to do it, and that's why. She hits it from downtown. She's got 20. That's her fourth three and a much-needed bucket there for the Tigers.
I'll tell you, when Kinsey puts the shot up, B-Town, it might not always look the prettiest, but it keeps hitting the bottom of the net.
28-25, Rossville by three with the ball. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's a bump on the perimeter and a foul against ACCHS. That's Mackenzie Schultz. For the second on Schultz, second team foul here in the quarter. It'll be Hahn to throw it in far side of the floor.
Wagner with the big task right now of trying to catch up with Riley Dick.
They dump it into the free throw line. There's a cut to Dick, who immediately pulls up, short two. Offensive rebound. That's going to be a tie-up. Good defense inside by Kimmy. And the shot by Whitmore was blocked, and that'll give the possession back to ACCHS.
I want to give a lot of credit again, Claire Whitmore. She's 5'3", and she's on the glass nonstop for the Dogs.
Here is Bowerly, far side of the floor, turns into a double team right at midcourt. Now Spear needs to work it across midcourt. She does. Stops there. Head of the circle, left side pass, it goes to Wagner, puts it on the dribble once, now twice, now three times, back to the top of the key. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, quarter number 3, 28-25, the Rossville lead. That one knocked away, Whitmore, good defense, knocking it out of the hands of Spears, so ACCHS will keep.
I know I've said her name a few times because of her rebounding, but Claire Whitmore, as a 5'3 freshman, beats head. I just love the way she plays the game of basketball right now. She plays really, really tight defense. Active hands on the defensive side and always getting a rebound.
They get Bowerly a post touch. Now a backside pass. It was read pretty well by Rossville to tip that one out of bounds. Again, you see Bowerly get the post touch and immediately two extra white jerseys come crashing on her.
Yeah, good help side defense there by Maggie Sanders to knock that one out of bounds.
Bowerly again, 20 of the 25 ACCHS points. Tigers trailing by three at 4:45 to go in the third.
Hahn is drawing the guard of Bowerly here in this second half. Has done a pretty good job so far.
Here is Wagner, top of the key. They go under the screen on her. She'll fire. She missed a straightaway three and a rebound for Rossville. And Hubble, who has checked into the game. And both teams dealing with injuries, having to play some different kids.
Wow.
There's a nice drive and bank shot good. believe that was Riley Dick.
Yeah, great crossover at the top of the key by Riley right there, and able to go quickly into the middle of the lane. Banks it home.
She's got 15, 30-25 Rossville coming up on the halfway point of the third. They get it up the floor. They break the press. They've done that a couple times, Jake. They got Kimmy behind the press and just a little anxious on the pass, too much heat behind it and a turnover.
Yeah, we saw it in the second quarter. Gracie Kimmy had an easy layup. And with this press, if you could get to the timeline quick enough, it's there. But Kimmy, that's twice in the second half. She can't handle the pass.
4 minutes to go in the third. There's a flash and a shot inside. No good. Rebound for Bowerly.
Good job there by Kimmy on the defensive side there for ACCHS, forcing up a wild shot.
Here's Wagner with the basketball. Left side it goes. This is Spear. They back off on her a little bit. Man-to-man right now for Rossville. Here is Wagner around a Bowerly screen. Got the block.
Wow.
Fading away. Good touch off the window for Corey Wagner.
Yeah, she averages 8 points a game. That's her first bucket of the ball game, B-Tad.
Gets the Tigers back to within a triple. 30-27 at 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's a nice driving kick. Hubble with the basketball. Picks it up on the wing. Looking for a back door, and it was picked off nicely by Schultz, and a turnover by Rossville.
Just their first of the second half for the Dogs, but a timely one right there for ACCHS. Gets a bucket, gets a stop, now with the basketball.
A three would tie the game here. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 30-27, Rossville by three. Right now with the basketball at Schultz, left side on the wing, kicks it back up top, it goes to Wagner. Puts it on the dribble left, waist high, backed up, still on the perimeter. Now Spear on the right side on the wing.
Coach Eckert handing up. One finger into the air, one to reset offense.
Here's a nice curl. Shot blocked at the rim. Good defense by Hubble. Rebound to Dick.
Great job. Help side defense there by Hubble. Swats it away.
Now Dick curls. Couldn't make the shot. Kind of off balance and a rebound for Wagner.
That's going to be Rossville basketball.
It was kicked off the shoe of Wagner, rolled out of bounds, and a ACCHS turnover.
Yeah, immediately Riley Dick, again, a beautiful attack. Just a circus shot, trying to spin it home, but quickly into the full court pressure and forces that turnover. So doesn't get the bucket, but she gets the turnover. Another possession here for the Dogs.
We were tied at 22 at the half, and it's currently Rossville 30, ACCHS 27 at 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here is Dick with the basketball. Stepping back, 4-3. Couldn't get it to go. Bowerly, a strong rebound.
Great rebound there by Kinsey.
We got 8 boards to go along with her 20 points. We're still late third quarter.
You almost have a double-double here in the third frame. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. Here's Bowerly working on the dribble. Casual left wing. Had it poked away, and they'll get the foul on Hahn, who was reaching in.
I'll tell you right now, one thing I am watching of Kinsey Bowerly, again, a great player, senior, played a lot of basketball here for ACCHS. But if I'm Rossville, I'm forcing her to her left hand. She does not have confidence with that left-handed dribble.
Crockett throws it in. They get Bowerly deep on the post, and that's where you get her inside for two. Make it 22 now for Bowerly, and it's 30-29.
And Coach Derek Dick not happy with the defensive pressure that time, as that was too easy for Kinsey.
Here's a drive by Hahn, and a foul on the floor on the drive. The foul number three against the Tigers at 1:55 to go in the quarter. They get Wagner with her second.
Scoring has really slowed down here in this third frame. Both teams. I mean, you got ACCHS with 5 turnovers in this quarter, but able to stay within one here.
Here is Hubble. Now Dick right side on the wing. Right now being guarded by Wagner. Goes between the legs. They go over the screen now. Kept her off the three-point line. Back up top it goes to Lewis. Left side Hubble. Here is Hahn. Diving in. Works left.
Oh,
throws it up.
Wow.
Gets it in. And the foul. Little English on it with the left hand.
Holy cow. Cheyenne Hahn.
That was nicely done. Her first points in the second half. She's got 8 in the game. Makes it 32-29 with 1:40 to go in the quarter and a chance at one more.
The senior with a great Euro step around the defender forces the foul on Crockett.
So Hahn at the line. Her free throw hits high off the heel. Rebound Crockett for ACCHS. So right now, a 3-point game.
Just like you drew it up, right?
Just like we drew it up. They leave Spear open in the corner. Correction, that's Wagner for
three,
and she ties the game. All 5 for Wagner here in the third quarter. 32-32 tie. Both teams have scored 10 here in the third.
And she was going to drive baseline, and she backed it back up. Said, all right, fine, I'll hit it from deep if you're going to leave me this wide open.
And now a turnover by Rossville. Transition opportunity. Bounced up for Bowerly. Stops, pops, lays it in. 24 for Bowerly, and the Tigers have the lead back at 34-32.
This is giving me feeling of the end of the second quarter right now.
And then Dick immediately dribbles down the floor, drills a straightaway three, makes it 35 34 with a minute to go. Timeout. What a swing.
Holy cow. Again, we were just talking about how it's been a slow third quarter of scoring. Now the shots are falling from everywhere.
Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. It's been ebbs and flows throughout, but right now it was, again, tied at the half, and we got a one-point game at 35-34. Quarterfinals here at the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament this week. Again, our second game tonight will be JCN and Perry LeCompton. And then the other two quarterfinals being played over in Nortonville, which can be heard on KARE 93.7. Game going on right now between Oskaloosa and Atchison. That'll be followed by NEK in Valley Falls.
Yeah, at halftime over there, Tom Couch on the call for that one. Oskaloosa leading Atchison 25-21 at the halftime break on the bottom side of the bracket, as you just mentioned. So good games going on here at the JCN tournament in round number one.
And then earlier today, the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament, just six teams here in 25 for that tournament, kind of a round-robin style, but kind of the marquee matchup in that triple header tonight was the first game with Troy and St. Mary's. Talk about that matchup,
yeah,
in which Troy remained undefeated, winning it in overtime.
Big-time win for the Trojans and against a very good St. Mary's Bears team. And how about this one in the Big East? Well, it's not really Big East, I guess, but the old Mid-East League. Rock Creek girls leading Silver Lake 26-24 at halftime.
Rock Creek, that's big-time stuff. That's also on one of our family of stations, 96.9 KOZA. Out of this timeout, we got a one-point tilt with a minute to go in the quarter. ACCHS down by one with the possession. They break the press nicely, get it into the hands of Bowerly here, top of the key. And going back to get it right there is Wagner.
You hold for the final shot here. There's 42 seconds left, but I almost feel like ACCHS maybe learned their lesson from the end of the first half in the second quarter when they didn't.
Well, two stars here, one on each side, have been showing out in this game. Bowerly with 24, now a tip pass, and another steal taken away. Turnover by ACCHS. This is Whitmore bouncing one, trying to find Hahn, and it's kicked off Hahn's foot, out of bounds, turnover by Rossville.
So we have about 15 seconds come off the clock. We exchange turnovers, but ACCHS has the basketball with 26 seconds to go.
Now counting down. ACCHS, 15 seconds, still got to get it across midcourt. It's a one-point game. They can take the lead here. Bowerly for the lead. Short. It was on target and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by ACCHS. And now 8 seconds to work the full length of the floor for Rossville.
Rossville up by one with the basketball. We'll have the final shot here of the third quarter.
You think it comes out of the hands of Riley Dick?
Absolutely.
Not quite sure. And there's a quick foul. Good foul. Or I should say not a good foul. Nope, I was looking the wrong side, and that's going to put Riley Dick at the free throw line.
Yeah, I don't understand that one right there. I don't know if that was a called foul, especially on
Spear, who now has four.
Yeah. Just a very perplexing situation right there because you put the best foul shooter maybe in the Big East League to the line.
86% on the year. Now 3 for 3 in the game tonight is Riley Dick. She's got 19 points, and it's 36-34. Tigers only just 2.3 seconds left in the quarter to do something, and she knocks in the second. No shock. She's got 20. 37-34, 2 seconds to go. They get it in, and they won't get a shot up in time. And we got ourselves a three-point tilt going into the fourth quarter. JCN Girls Basketball Tournament quarterfinal. It is Rossville 37 and ACCHS 34. Fourth quarter action is coming up next here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action here at Jefferson County North. It has been a good one between Rossville and ACCHS. The Dawgs with a three-point lead to start the fourth quarter with the basketball.
One thing about that last foul before the end of the quarter was that was number four on Ava Spears. She's still on the floor, B-Tab, with those four fouls.
Yeah, she's got to be careful for sure. Pass inside, knocked out of bounds. Dogs will throw it in with Hahn. Gets it into the corner now with Sumner. Skip pass right side. This is Sanders driving in, called for a double dribble.
Yep, that was a great call there by the official. Sanders, she slapped the ball down to get the dribble back to her hands. Caught it, does it again. Easy call there for the official. Not what you want to see coming out of the quarter break if you're Rossville.
And early on in the second quarter, Tigers were down by as many as 10, but the game got to even Stevens at the half, and we have been roughly close ever since.
Is that a show you like watching as a kid growing up?
Wait, what was that? What'd I say?
Even Stevens.
Oh, great show.
Great show.
Classic.
I thought you were giving a shout-out to
I am now. So. 35 seconds in, ACCHS down three. First possession on offense. There's a difficult shot. Nearly got it to go. Crockett gets an offensive rebound. Knocked to the floor. She'll shoot two.
Great sportsmanship right there, too. Crockett, great hustle with the rebound putback. And a couple of dogs knocked her over, but they're right there to help her back up.
I think they get Sanders with the foul, her second. So Addison Crockett appearing in her eighth game, which is right now the 11th game of the year for ACCHS. And Crockett, good rotation. She splashes that first one.
Big free throw there for the junior.
So Crockett gets it to a two-point game, 37-35. That one couldn't get the touch, and boy, they get Bowerly reaching over the top, and that'll be Bowerly's third.
She looked immediately. She kind of had that gritted teeth showing right there going, oh, did I do that? And yes, Kinsey, you did, going through the back.
Rossville, the advantage in the third quarter, 15-12. Right now it's a two-point Rossville lead. Dig, driving, shooting, rattled halfway down and out. Offensive rebound, no, and now tipped out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to stay here.
Great offensive rebound there by Sydney Sumner, but unable to get that bucket to drop.
Here is Hahn, dumps it into the free throw line, right side pass, ball fake, back up top, no hesitation. Here is a deep three, nearly banked in. Crockett strong with the hands, spinning away from a couple defenders to pull down the rebound.
Gets it off to Bowerly, and then Riley Dick reaches in. I believe that's just her first foul of the game, though.
That is correct.
As aggressive as she is, B-Tad, you're looking at three-plus quarters of game time. That's impressive. Just foul number one.
The two stars shining for each team. Bowerly 24, Riley Dick with 20. It is 37-35 Rossville, 6:45 to go in the game. Rossville, the defending champs here at this JCN tournament, and now good defense forcing a jump ball. That was Hahn, but the possession arrow stays here with the Tigers.
Yep, great job again, just collapsing on the basketball. Kind of a lazy dribble that time from Corey Wagner for ACCHS and taking advantage of it to force the tie-up.
Got 6:40 to go in the game. Tigers dump it in left side to Schultz in the corner. Spinning on Dick. Now puts it on the dribble. Back to the wing. She's quickly doubled. Hounded. And did they get a foul? No. Tipped out of bounds. You see this Dogs defense picking up here on the perimeter.
Yeah, there's definitely a bite left in the Dogs fight right now on the defensive end. This is a very good defensive team. They hustle hard. Trying to do it for another 6.5.
They want Bowerly. Crockett trying to find her on the block, and she's quickly forced out to the near side corner. Now dribbling around up top. It goes to Wagner. 6:22 left in the game. Tigers with the ball down two. Bowerly puts it on the dribble. Left side from the wing. Spinning. Looking off the window. Couldn't get it to go. Tipped into the hands of Hahn.
Two players in the backcourt still for ACCHS. Rossville trying to push the issue, but they're stolen away. Great hustle there by Ava Spear to force the turnover.
But then they get it right back because it went out of bounds on the far side of the floor, so both teams exchange TOs right there. And Rossville fortunate. Tigers would have had a look in transition. Here is Dick. They don't close out. Deep three. Missed everything but backboard. Tigers fortunate there. They left her open. Bowerly another rebound.
Once again, shoot or shoot. That's not a bad shot from Riley Dick. Just couldn't connect that time.
Now the Tigers looking for a post touch inside to Schultz. Tipped out of bounds by Rossville. 5:50 left in this game, 37-35, Rossville.
Both teams, we talked about it at the top, B-Tad, reeling right now on losing streaks, trying to break that skid here in this first game of the tournament.
Bowerly threw some contact, couldn't get it to go, and the rebound for Riley Dick. She nearly had it knocked away by Bowerly, but gathers, now works it in medium pace to the front court. Gets inside quickly, had it knocked away on a steal. Now Bowerly wrapped up, and a tie-up will give it back to Rossville. That is a heads-up play for Riley Dick.
That's twice that we've seen Riley Dick where either she's missed the shot or she's turned it over, and then she immediately snaps into that defensive mode and forces a Possession turnover again back to the Dogs.
Now that pass tips and underneath in the paint, fighting for it. And ACCHS diving on it with Mackenzie Schultz, and Coach Hecker gets the timeout.
Great job there by Coach as well, because, if you're the coach, you're seeing your kids diving on the floor. Every possession matters. Possession stays with the Tigers.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, JCN and Perry LeCompton, our second game. And tonight's doubleheader on KNZA. Care 93.7 has the other two quarterfinals over in Nortonville. Tom Couts again on the call with those. Again, with Oskaloosa and Atchison going on right now. And then NEK Valley Falls, the second game of that double dip. And this has been a fun game, sir, in game number one. These two teams have dealt with injuries this season, but the two stars shining on both sides.
I mean, just shining bright. Again, this is a midseason tournament where a lot of times coaches are trying to test and see where's my team at for the second half of the season. And both these teams trying to get a big-time win here on the top side of the bracket of this JCN tournament. Great ball game here with 5:32 to go.
37-35 Rossville. Tigers working with the basketball against this full-court press by Rossville. Right now in the hands of Wagner. Far side, angles left, now back right, being chased by multiple white jerseys. Back down into the corner, tried to find Spear inside, and letting it go out of bounds was Sumner, and another Tigers turnover.
18 turnovers in the game for ACCHS now, B-Tad, compared to just 12 for Rossville. Been a big difference in this ball game, but it's still yet just a two-point game.
Here is Dick into the front court, right side, open for three, not quite there, fighting for her own rebound. There should be a jump ball, possession arrow back to the Tigers.
You see both teams just crashing the glass. I believe you said 30-29, kind of the averages before this game. Both teams very, very good at rebounding the basketball.
Both teams have gone a little bit cold on the offensive end. And
we got blood, Mackenzie Schultz,
on the fingertips, so she's got to get that checked out. We got a quick pause in the action for that. 5:07 left in the game. Again, Rossville 37, ACCHS 35. Kenzie Bowerly for the Tigers with 24. Riley Dick for the Bulldogs with 20.
They'll give her a little bit of time here to try and get it taped up and get it stopped. But if they can't get it stopped, then they'll have to substitute. But it looks like they're able to put some athletic tape on it. And Schultz back in the game.
Back in my day, just with scotch tape. They just threw something on you and said, hey, you're good. A little more ready this time around. Here we go. Back to it. Two-point game still. Both teams, again, a little cold on offense in the fourth quarter. Going to be defensive-minded, I feel like, down the final home stretch here with 5 minutes to go.
The minute we both talk about how the teams are struggling to score, they usually go on a little bit of a spurt here. I'd like to see maybe some more offense pick up, but both teams just so good on the defensive side.
Crockett's skip pass was lazy, taken away by Rossville, and now that was a near travel. They get it back to Hans, layup, no good. Might have got away with a walk. Instead, Crockett picks up the foul, and free throws coming up here for Cheyenne Hahn.
Again, just great attack there by Hahn.
That is Maggie Sanders, beg your pardon. So it was Sanders who was going to shoot the two. Again, Crockett picked up the foul, her third, and the first free throw no good.
So just 1-for-2 going into this. These two attempts here, B-Tab, 52% foul shooter on the season, and Hahn will check that. Lenny Lewis checks back in for the Dogs, replacing Sidney Sumner. So more of a guard-oriented set here for Coach Derek Dick.
Yeah, Rossville has not scored here in the fourth quarter. They led 37-34. We have just 1 point in the book through 3+ minutes, and now Rossville gets the second free throw by Sanders, and she's now got 4 in the game, and it's 38-35, and applying that pressure and tipping the entry pass out of bounds.
And you're seeing instantly Kenzie Bowerly says, okay, I'm not throwing it in this time. She sends out Mackenzie Schultz to trigger it in. Kenzie looking to get the entry here.
Tigers with it again, dealing with that full court press with the basketball currently. Wagner anxiously running around a couple defenders, threw it right to the wrong team. And that was Sanders who got into the front court after the steal and then is immediately called for a double dribble.
Yep, that was just a tough, the two-on-one break there, and Sanders just got too sped up. Give credit right there. Schultz, she threw it away, but she was able to get back defensively.
Both teams have scored 1 point here in the fourth quarter. 38-35 Rossville, 4:25 to go. Here's Wagner driving, shot up. Do they count it?
They do,
and the foul.
Wow.
And one for Corey Wagner, and a chance to tie the game.
What a great drive there by Corey Wagner, and that's going to be a foul number three on Maggie Sanders for Rossville.
Wagner at the line, 7 points, all here in the second half. Her first attempt at the line and went for the bank. It wasn't open, and a rebound for Rossville. Still a one-point Dawgs lead, 38-37, just south of 420 to go in the game.
Man-to-man defense here by ACCHS.
They get it into the hands of Lewis in the corner. Up top it goes to Hahn. Spins off a defense, driving in, kicking left. Whitmore for three, got it. Well, you've shouted out the 5'3 freshman, and how about that big-time shot?
Huge three in the corner by the freshman, and able to get the lid off on this side for Rossville.
And now the Tigers struggling here, and they turn it over, trying to push it a little bit too fast. Now Dick, baseline drive right, blocking foul, is going against ACCHS and Schultz.
21st turnover on ACCHS in this ball game, B-Tad. And tough to win a lot of ball games when you got 20-plus turnovers in the game. But with 3:45 left in this one, it's still just a four-point game.
Crockett is out. Gracie Kimmy back in for Coach Hecker and ACCHS. 41-37 Rossville, under 4 minutes to go in the game.
ACCHS switching to a zone here defensively now.
Whitmore turned down a wide open mid-range shot that gets it back to Dix. That's a good screen. She'll pull up and drill it from the right wing. Nicely played. And Riley Dick now with 22, and it's 43-37.
Ball screen there and an easy opportunity. And a travel here on ACCHS. BTAT, 20-second turnover, getting sped up by this full-court pressure from the Dogs.
Anytime Bowerly gets a hand on the ball, she is immediately hounded by two, three extra bodies. And that time, the Dogs forcing that turnover. And again, just 3:24 left. This next 90 seconds is crucial for ACCHS.
And Bowerly hasn't scored in quite some time. She's been stuck on 24 for a while.
Big offensive possession here. And a big defensive possession as well for both sides. Just north of 3 minutes to go. Obviously, Rossville in no hurry with a six-point lead. Trying to defend their title from a year ago in this tournament. There's a bump and a foul by Wagner on the perimeter. That is the final foul to give for ACCHS in the quarter.
Yep, now switching back to man-to-man for ACCHS. Picking up that on-the-ball pressure.
There is Whitmore receiving that entry pass. Working back top of the key. Closed out, good defense by Spear. Now they hand it off to Hahn. Working left, still on the perimeter. ACCHS switching the ball screens. Now it's in the hands of Riley Dick, right in front of midcourt, guarded by Mackenzie Schultz.
No
2:45 left.
No shot clock, meaning that, again, you can dribble this out. Good weave offense here by the Dogs, forcing the foul on ACCHS, and Ava Spear sees her night come to an end.
And she's going to foul out of the game at 2:40 left, and it's going to put the freshman and Claire Whitmore at the line, which will be her first free throw attempts of the season.
Not too shabby of a night for the freshman as she waits. It looks like Coach Eckert's going to take all the time he's allotted to make this substitution here. But that's, again, Whitmore, 5 points tonight, including a big-time three. Now she's got a chance at the line to bury a couple free throws and to make this a three-possession game.
And we'll bring on Rebecca Kaplinger for ACCHS. As Spear fouls out with 3 points tonight. First free throw, no good by Whitmore. 43-37, Rossville. 2:40 left in the game. Whitmore has one more freebie to come. 5 points tonight, couple of rebounds as well. Free throw, no, that one too strong. Big-time stuff there for ACCHS. Rebound for Schultz. They need a bucket on this possession.
Going to look to see if Kenzie Bowerly can get a touch. If you're the Tigers here again, she's been stuck on 24 for a while.
Working around a ball screen and driving in was Wagner, bumped and fouled. That'll be the final foul to give for Rossville.
In the scoring drought from Bowerly, you've seen Corey Wagner really step up. She's got all 7 points here in the second half.
2:28 left, six-point game. Rossville in front, ACCHS with the ball. They dump it into Schultz, right side. Kaplinger left a three short, fighting for the rebound. The offensive variety stuck back up, no, and now Dick able to clear it away after the miss by Wagner.
Yeah, that was Wagner trying to get that offensive putback, but once again, Rossville, great rebound by Riley Dick. They can take some air out of the basketball here with a good offensive set.
2:05 clock moving, six-point game. Crossville the lead and the ball, trying to put this thing away.
And they're trying to foul when Claire Whitmore has the basketball, but they miss their opportunities. Now Riley Dick with it.
Yeah, you hear Coach Eckert, when Riley Dick has the ball, don't foul her. There it is. There's the foul.
Yep.
As soon as she handed it off, stops the clock at 1:50. That'll put the freshman at the line.
And Kaplinger's got to be careful there a little bit, too. She just went up and shoved her. You got to make a play on the basketball. Everybody in the gym knows you're going to foul. You're going to try to foul, but you got to make a play on it. The official walked over and actually told her that, said, hey, careful.
Just show it a little bit. Just show an attempt towards the ball, rightfully so. And Whitmore now 0 for 3 at the line. She was in and out on the first. So still a six-point game, 1:50 left. It's been mainly defense here in the fourth quarter for both teams. She misses the second. She has missed four in a row. Rebound, Bowerly. I think that secures the double-double for Bowerly. ACCHS down six. Clock not on their side. Just 1:40 to go. Here's Bowerly, top of the key. Hands it off to Wagner. Puts it on the dribble. Gets by two. Off the window. Couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for Rossville. That was a good look that the Tigers needed.
Riley Dick looks over at the bench, and her dad, Derek Dick, almost touched the ground saying, slow down.
Nearly had it knocked away by Bowerly. They get it into the hands of Hahn, and there is a timeout by Rossville at 1:17 to go. It's a full, so we're going to follow suit. 1:17 left in the game. Rossville leading by six. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First game of our doubleheader coming down the home stretch here. It's been tight throughout, and right now Rossville trying to hold on. They lead 43-37 with 1:17 to go. Right now the other score, again on KARE 93.7, the other quarterfinals over in Nortonville, Oskaloosa leading Atchison 33-31, so another tight game on our sister station, KARE 93.7.
Final 1:17, if I'm Rossville and I'm Coach Derek Dick, I don't want anybody else having that basketball other than Riley Dick.
Bowerly,
her.
Yeah, Bowerly's face guarding her. They get it in, but not to Riley Dick, but to Lenny Lewis, and they foul her. And that statistically would be a good foul, because Lenny Lewis just 1 for 8 at the free throw line this season. But a big opportunity to help her team pull away. 1:14 to go, 43-37, Rossville. This is the sophomore in Lewis at the line. First free throw is good. Clutch here.
It's a big free throw for Rossville. Makes this a three-possession game now.
That foul was on Gracie Kimmy, her second. And both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Second by Lewis, and she knocks them both down. Big-time stuff for the sophomore guard. 45-37, Rossville. This is must-have time for ACCHS. They need some points. Still applying pressure in the full court, getting across Wagner into a double team, and now a quick timeout. Head coach Andrew Eckert saw some trouble and had to burn the fold. We'll keep it right here, though, as, again, just 64 seconds left in the game.
Big-time opportunity here for, and I'll break it down for both sides. If Rossville gets a stop here, you're going to have the basketball. ACCHS will foul you, and you have a chance to make it a 10-point game, which is almost insurmountable with under a minute to go. If you're ACCHS, you've got to get a bucket. You've got to get one quickly here. And you got to jump immediately into full court pressure. But again, mentioned it a little bit ago, in the second half, Rossville's done an amazing job on Kinsey Bowerly. I say she only has 7 points. That's a lot for most kids in one half.
Right.
But when you had 17 in the first half, 7 in the second is a job well done. Can they do it once more? Or will ACCHS draw up something to get her open?
I would think you have to draw something to give Bowerly an opportunity to get a good look, whether it's from behind the arc or inside the arc. Again, you mentioned right now an 8-point game, so a 2 at least gets you back to 2 possessions. And then for Rossville, it's just going to be about hitting free throws and not turning the ball over. See what ACCHS draws out of the timeout. 1:04 left. They're down 45-37. They get it up top here to Wagner. Works left. Gets a screen. short corner left, spinning, threw up a shot, and she got the foul call. So Bowerly does not get a touch, yet free throws coming up here for Corey Wagner.
And again, that it didn't matter what it was, it just had to be quick. About 6 seconds came off the clock there, so good possession there if you're ACCHS.
Whitmore picked up the foul, her third. This is Wagner at the line. First free throw pure. 68% on the season, all 8 of her points here in the second half. 45-38, 58 seconds to go. Seconds on the way, short rim no, rebound to Whitmore. And they need to foul, though they got it into the hands of Dick. Bowerly let her go, and she sprints into the front court with 50 seconds left. They got a trap. They don't want to foul. Dick gets by, kicks into the corner. And you hear any time they get it out of her hands to foul, yet they get it right back to Dick, top of the key. A lot of precious time being wasted here. It's down to 38 seconds. Dick just going one on two and just getting by the defenders. And there's the foul. So Dick did not let it get out of her hands, and precious time off the clock. And now you got just shy of a 90% foul shooter at the free throw line.
That was a great job by Riley Dick, just not allowing, you know, the defense to get her caught to where she had to give the basketball up, kept her dribble alive, and forced the double team to come to her and foul.
Big free throws, and no surprise, first one goes in. She's got 23, 46-38. The time running out on the Tigers, just 33 seconds to go.
Not many times in a high school basketball game can you just be confident and sending somebody to the line. Riley Dick is that player.
She knocks them both down. 24 for Riley Dick. 13 of them in the second half. 47-38. Now under 30 seconds left. Bowerly currently has the ball. Curls in the lane. Took some contact. Banks it in. And a quick timeout. Now 26 for Bowerly. Makes it 47-40. Just 22 seconds left in the game.
Again, that's the first time we've seen Kenzie Bowerly really be aggressive here in this fourth quarter. You got to give credit of that to Rossville, kept her at bay.
So, again, we'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It has been a good one here so far, but Rossville, 22 seconds away from the win. Sure they'll have another opportunity or two at the free throw line. This was a 13-6 lead for Rossville after one. ACCHS came back being down by as many as 10 early in the second quarter. They tied it. It was 22-22 at the half. Rossville led 37-34 going into this final quarter. Right now, Rossville inching closer to a win with a 7-point lead. And just, again, 22 seconds remaining. Riley Dick, 24 points. Kenzie Bowerly with 26. For ACCHS, they get 8 points from Corey Wagner. And for the Bulldogs, 8 as well from Hahn.
The big-time matchup that we wanted to see, that we knew we would see, Bowerly and Riley Dick have done a great job in this contest. The difference right now for me, for sure, is the turnovers in this game. ACCHS struggling against this press from Rossville. But another thing, too, Kenzie Bowerly shot 69 free throws this year, not one attempt tonight.
Yeah, it's big-time stuff. 47-40. So Rossville throwing it in with a touchdown lead, and they do get it in. And working, now 18 seconds, getting it into the front court is Hahn. There's the trap, get it up top to Whitmore. Too much time coming off the clock, and Bowerly finally has to dive in there to take her fourth foul. That's going to put Whitmore at the line, but now just 13 seconds left. Rossville, two more free throws, and just that much closer to a first-round win.
I've watched too many games lately, whether it was KU Houston on Saturday or last night. With
K-State fan, that was great.
With Arizona.
That was great.
Arizona, Iowa State, you do not count teams out until there's zeros on that clock. But Clara Whitmore
knocks in
first free throw.
Yeah, knocks it in. First free throw attempts of the season. She's now got her sixth attempt of the season. She goes 2 for 2, and that probably is going to wrap this up. 49-40, just 10 seconds left. Here's ACCHS into the front court. Hands off to Bowerly, closed out quickly, steps back, deep three. It's an air ball out of bounds. And just 3 seconds left as Rossville is going to win this game.
It's a really good ball game here tonight, as I expect this to final score to hold up. No reason to foul. But big props there to the Rossville Bulldogs. Beat Tad for staying with it, staying with that aggressive mentality, and they get the big win.
So it is a 49-40 Rossville win over ACCHS. They move on to the semifinals later on this week as they try to defend their JCN tournament title from a year ago. All right, our post-game show for Game 1 is next. It is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Game 1 of 2 in the books. We'll talk about it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire. 785-362-8473. Or check them out on Matt Tire Internet online at wilsontireks.com.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, our doubleheader has game one in the books with the Lady Dawgs of Rossville picking it up, holding on, defeating ACCHS 49-40. JCN Perry LeCompton, our second game here in about 15 minutes, but we'll wrap things up, send it back to break here momentarily. But final frame, it was all Rossville, 12-6. Defense really stepped up, Jake, and obviously knocking some free throws down. Down the stretch puts ACCHS away.
I'll tell you one thing. It's really difficult to maintain a full-court pressure, an entirety of a ball game, stamina, especially when you don't go as super deep on the bench as what Coach Derek Dick wants to do, especially with injuries. However, a great job tonight by the Rossville Lady Dawgs of sustaining their lead once they got it. And Riley Dick, you cannot talk enough about her. She played phenomenal tonight, scored the ball at a high clip, and when they needed her the most, she hit big-time free throws in the second half.
Yeah, she had 11 in the first half, 13 in the second, finished with 24 points at a perfect night at the line, 6-for-6. Again, Riley Dick leading the way, 24 points and 8 rebounds. They also got 8 points from Cheyenne Hahn. They got 7 from Claire Whitmore off the bench. They got 4 points apiece from Lenny Lewis and Maggie Sanders. They also had 2 points from Fallon Klerman. For ACCHS, they got 26 points and 10 rebounds from Kinsey Bowerly. They also got 8 points from Corey Wagner. They got 3 from Ava Spear. They got 2 from Gracie Kimmy and 1 point from Addison Crockett. Some of the team numbers, 23 turnovers for ACCHS. They had 23 team rebounds. They were 2 of 5 at the line tonight and hit 6 from downtown. For Rossville, now an even record of 5-5 on the year, snapping a little bit of a skid. They had 15 turnovers tonight. They hit 6 threes. They had 25 team rebounds. They were 13 of 22 at the free throw line in this game. All right, real quick, we got a player of the game, as always, our player to the bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
I think there's no doubt about this one. When you average 22 just under 22 points a game, and you lose your counterpart 3 weeks ago. We did get confirmation that Nora Burdick from Rossville will be back by sub-state time. She got injured in the Riley County game that they lost 55-33 back on January the 14th. Expected to be out 4 to 5 weeks. That puts her back right about the week before sub-state.
Right, but when you need her back the most.
No doubt about it. But Riley Dick played great tonight. I'm a big fan of hers, a junior guard that's been a starter all her time in high school. But a big-time night for her, big-time free throws, and when they needed her the most, ball control under pressure. But the two big plays Beats had from her in that ball game, she turned the basketball over one time. She missed a shot the second time. But both times, immediately went out on defense and forced a turnover to get possession back.
So Rossville's Riley Dick, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. 24 points, 8 rebounds, perfect at the line, 6 for 6 in that regard. All right, we got to step aside. We got game 2 coming up. It'll be the host, Chargers of Jefferson County North, taking on the cause of Perry LeCompton. Chance Lincoln Studio keeping you locked in. We'll have about an 8 to 10 minute break here, and then we'll come back for game number 2. Again, Rossville a winner over ACCHS by a final score of 49 to 40. We're back after this here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.